Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday night, September the 20th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with us as we go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering God's Word on tonight. And tonight's message topic is love and forgiveness. Once again, I will be delivering the Word tonight, and tonight's topic is love and forgiveness. Before we go any further, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it is in your name, and it is in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we come to give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight for who you are. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are not like man. You have all power in your hands, in earth and heaven, and beneath the earth, and above the heavens, Heavenly Father. You have all power in your hands. You are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. So for this, we are grateful. And Father, we are also thanking you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us on tonight. We know that we don't deserve it, that we're not worthy of it, but we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your sufficient grace toward each one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, in their minds, and spirits on tonight. We know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. And I come in a special way, lifting up my father, James Frank Brown Sr. And Heavenly Father, you know his situation. He's dealing with stage 4 cancer now, and now he has lost all activities in his legs. He can no longer walk, but he's still in good spirits. And we thank you that the doctors were able to get him on radiation, and he seems to be doing a lot better with the radiation. But we know that you are in total control, no matter what it looks like. And we just ask that your will be done in his life for your glory. Not only him, but I lift up my brother-in-law, Ken Jones, who just came out of 5 hours of major surgery on today, this morning. You brought him through that. So we pray, Lord, and ask that you would continue to move by your spirit through him, and that you would send a vessel in his way, even while he's on his bed of affliction, that would speak a word into his life, into his heart, that he would surrender and open his own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in Jesus' name, even while he's on his sick bed. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. And then finally, Lord, I lift up my sister Gert, who is waiting on 3 different results from the doctors. We know that you have the final word, Heavenly Father, but I just turn them all over to you, not only them, but my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and also Minister Sandra Willis. And now all those that are dealing with illnesses all over the land, Heavenly Father, you know who they are and what they're going through. We're standing in your word in agreement that you said you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear, and you know how much we can bear. So we just trust in you, Lord, that you know what's best for all of your people. And we pray, Lord, most of all, that your will would be done in each life for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, those that are locked up behind juvenile detention centers, and all those that are in prisons and jails all over the land. Heavenly Father, send your vessels into those industries and institutions, Heavenly Father, that will be able to speak a word into those lives that are not saved in Jesus' name, that they too will have a chance to come to know Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. So we mostly pray, Lord, on tonight that should there be any listener that is not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that a word will go forth on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray to the Lord now that you would help me to decrease, and not only me, but every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word. Help us to decrease always so that you can increase in us, that you will be glorified through us as your will is done and as we fulfill our God purposes in the earth through us in the earth as your vessels, as your servants and ambassadors. So we thank you, Lord, that you are leading and guiding us, and we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. That you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So have your way on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that this word will be received on tonight. And I pray that it will be received in love, that after hearing the word, those that are having a hard time loving and forgiving others will be able to love and forgive just like Jesus did. So we just ask that you will have your way on tonight, that you'll be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, once again, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, love is what's done from the heart. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, love is what's done from the heart. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels, and then please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, we are getting ready to go into the word on tonight, but before we get into the word, again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with us as we go through God's word together on tonight. Again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and I will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight. So as we get ready to receive God's word tonight, We're going to go to our music break first, and we are going to be blessed by Bishop Leonard Scott as he rendered in song, Love Lifted Me. So we're going to come back after this selection, musical selection, and we're going to get directly into God's word. Be blessed by the musical selection on tonight. Love Lifted Me. Praise the Lord on tonight. Love, the love of God lifted me. Aren't you glad that the love of God lifted you and his love still lifts even today? Well, right now we are ready to go into God's word on tonight. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with us as we go through God's word together on tonight. Again, tonight's topic or message title is Love and Forgiveness. I want to first of all start off saying, and it's very true, God's word is true. Love still covers a multitude of sin and sins. Again, love still covers a multitude of sin and sins. That's found in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. If you have your Bibles, and I pray that you have the Bibles open so that you can follow along with us as we go through the word on tonight. Again, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And it's coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And it makes it very clear and plain what it says to us. And above all things, have fervent charity, which means love, among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sin. That, again, that word charity really means love. So, again, aren't you glad that the love still covers a multitude of sins on today? For the word of God also tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. The word of God also tells us that now the Lord is the, uh, uh, I'm sorry, There was me 1 second. I had lost my place for a moment. But the enemy is a liar. Here we go. Chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians, verse number 17, say, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In other words, there is freedom. There is liberty, there is freedom to love and to forgive. Why do we say this? It is the Spirit of God in every Christian to be able to truly love and forgive others. Why? As Christ loved and forgave each one of us daily, not sometime, but daily, Jesus Christ, God, forgives us daily. Therefore, Christ being our perfect example of true loving and forgiveness, we must remember his words while he was dying on an old rugged cross for you and for me. Before Jesus died, he cried out to the Father, to God, our Heavenly Father. He said unto the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. That's found in the book of Luke, chapter number 23, verse 34. If you have your Bibles and you want to look that up, you can, while we are still in the Word. Again, Jesus is asking God the Father to forgive them that were persecuting him, those that were about to take his life. They really didn't take his life. He gave his life. But in the meantime, Jesus, while on the cross, he looked toward heaven and said, forgive them. Why? Because they know not what they are doing. Again, that's found in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse number 34. It is vital and necessary that every Christian, we are to also love and forgive even our enemies. I must say that again. It is vital and necessary as Christians today, that we too shall love and forgive one another, even our enemies. When we do this, it is for our benefit and growth. A lot of people feel that when they feel like they're the bad person when they forgive those that have wronged them. But sometimes there may become a situation or time, and I've had to do it many times, and I still find myself doing it. Even though I know that I was right, even though you know that you may be right about a situation, in order for things not to get out of hand, like the enemy planned for it to do, sometimes it's just best for you to just forgive and love. Show that love of God, show the love of Christ in you, and forgive the person, even though they are wrong and you are right. Sometimes that's what we have to do. That's what Jesus did. That's why he is our perfect example of what real true love is and what true forgiveness is and what true forgiveness looked like. Again, while he was dying on the cross, he asked God, the Heavenly Father, forgive those persecuting me. Forgive those that are about to take my life. Again, they did not take his life. He gave his life. But on their behalf, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Well, again, when we forgive others and we show love to others, even our enemies, it's not for their benefit. It should be for their benefit, but mainly it should be for our benefit in order for us to continue to be at peace with God and ourselves, and that way we can continue to walk in and fulfill our God purpose in the earth for his glory. No one benefits, again, no one benefits when we hold on to anger, jealousy, and hate. The only winner will be Satan, the father of lies. Again, when we hold on to anger, jealousy, and hate, the only winner will be the enemy, Satan, the father of lies. He is still destroying marriages, families, ministries, even nations and communities, because people have a tendency of not wanting to forgive. Yes, even some Christians, yes, again, some Christians fail to show love, and they fail to forgive others. I have a question that I'd like to interject right here. And the question is, what if Jesus had not forgiven you? And what if Jesus Christ had not loved you and me? And the point to we need to realize where would we be if Jesus Christ had not forgiven us and have not loved us and showed his love toward us? Where would we be? So on tonight, whose report do you believe? God's or man? God's word tells us love conquers all. Again, according to the word of God, he lets us know that love conquers all. Love conquers hate. Love conquers jealousy and envy. Love conquers things that have been done to you even at a young age, and you know that it was wrong, and the person that did it to you may have known it was wrong or may not have known it was wrong, but you still have to show love toward that individual. Not only you, but I must do the same thing. That's what Jesus did. So he's our perfect example. Again, God's word tells us love conquers all. That can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Again, 1 Corinthians, 4th chapter, I'm sorry, verses 8. I may be wrong on that, but you need to look that up. And I might have to go back and look that up myself because I don't want to mislead anyone. So that's why I always say this. It's very important and vital that you have your Bibles and your pens in front of you so that you can go through the Word of God together. And while we are talking about that, I'm going to look that up myself, and we're going to move forward. But while we're talking about it, I'm going to be still looking up that scripture of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, if I'm not mistaken. I want to give us the right scripture so that we won't be misled. But while we're looking up the scripture of 1 Corinthians, according to Webster's Dictionary, the New Explorer Dictionary, it talks about love, and it says, according to Webster's New Explorer Dictionary, love equals strong affection, warm attachment to or for something or someone. And then it also says forgiveness equals pardon, when you pardon someone, allowing room for error or weakness. So that's what, according to the Webster's New Explorer Dictionary, that's what they say. That's according to man. But the Word of God, what do the Word of God say about this? That's what we have to go by. Whose report are you believing on tonight regarding love and forgiveness? And I'm going to stand on God's Word and God's report and His Word. I have not forgotten about 1 Corinthians. I'm going to still look that up. But while we're still talking about forgiveness and love, Jesus Christ, He sums it all up with the Lord's Prayer. And that's found in Matthew chapter number 6, verses 9 through 13, and then we're going to close it out with verse number 14. Again, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and this is the perfect prayer, and this was given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And again, it's found in Matthew chapter number 6, verses 9 through 13. And Jesus said to us, this is how we ought to pray, especially when we have problems or issues with forgiving and loving others. This is what Jesus said to us as Christians. In verse number 9, he says, pray after this manner. Therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then we want to close it out with verse number 14. And it says to us, for if we, and this is still Jesus talking, he says, for if we, or if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And I'm going to go to even further and say what verse number 15 says. But, here we go, that's the condition. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, guess what's going to happen? Neither will your Father, God in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So that's why it's important and it's vital and necessary that we love and we forgive one another. Why? Because as Jesus was suffering on the cross, as he was giving up his life for me and for you, through the shedding of his blood, he asked that God the Father forgive those that was about to take his life. So if Jesus Christ, we know what he went through, and he's telling us that we can do the same thing because we have that same power. We have the power of Jesus Christ within us. So we can use that same power and authority that Jesus Christ has given to every saint, that we can forgive and we can love one another like we are supposed to do according to God's word. And while we are still talking about this, I'm about to find 1 Corinthians, and I hope you do have your Bibles because I want you to see this for yourself too as I read it to you. I want you to be able to read it with me and see for yourself, page number 174, what the Word of God is saying regarding forgiving one another and regarding how we are to love one another according to God's Word. Not my word, but according to God's word. That's what we have to go by. What the word of God say about it? Not your opinions, not your feelings, but what do the word of God say about love and forgiving one another? So, again, I found it. It's in 1 Corinthians. Again, it's found in the 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. I was wrong. That's why we have to look it up. I was wrong. And it says to us, and we are looking at, I want to make sure we're on the same page. The enemy try to get us off the page, but we're going to go right back to what the Word of God says. Again, whose report are we going to believe on tonight? Again, here we go. Verse number 4 in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. That's where we are. Verse number 4 says, I thank God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ. Verse number 5, that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no guilt, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you until the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is, number 9 says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then I'm going to go even further. In verse number 10, it says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. So, again, you and I, we can do just like Jesus did. We can forgive. We can love. If we have the power and authority to do it, because we have the love of Christ in us. So, again, as Christians today, how do the world and those that are spiritually blind look at us when we fail to show the love of God and we fail to forgive those who have wronged us in any way or any shape or form? To them, it makes God's word a lie. Again, to them that are spiritually blind, what we just said, it makes God's word look like a lie when he said that we are to love and we are to forgive those who persecute us. When we know that we are doing the work of Jesus Christ and we are being persecuted and we are being talked about, we're being hated on, people are envious of us and they have jealousy toward us. When we are doing what God has called us to do, even when we see this, sometimes the Lord will allow us to see it with our own eyes, people that are professing to be lovers of Jesus Christ, but their hearts are far from it. So therefore, they use this as an excuse. Those that are spiritually blind, they try to use this as an excuse as why they don't love and why they don't forgive others. Right here, at this moment, I am about to be transparent a little, and I need the people of God on tonight to be able to hear what I'm about to say, because I'm sure that I am not the only one that has gone through this, or even going through this even right now. Some of the things that you're about to hear, I'm still going through as we speak today. And so, again, I know that I am most likely not the only one that's been through this or going through this. And hopefully what I'm about to say will help others. After all that I have been through, even from my very youth, and again, I say I'm still going through some of it even today, I still find myself loving and forgiving family members, some which are in the body of Christ, who have taken me and my position in Christ for granted or lightly. And how did you say some people take you lightly or take your position in Christ for granted? Yeah, but sometimes people will use you, again, sometimes your family members, sometimes people in the body of Christ will use you because they know and they see the love of Christ in you, and they see that you try to exemplify that love no matter how you are treated. They try to use that against you, and they try to take advantage of your good nature, the Christ-like nature that's in you. So they would try to use that against you, and they would try to use all tactics and try to get you to come off your square as to where they know they're wrong about before they even do what they are doing or say the things they're about to say. They already know what they're about to do and about what they're going to say. So it's more or less trying to test you. So my question is, again, whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Yes. Even after I have been hurt or misunderstood, and not only me, but maybe some of you listeners, even after we have been hurt or been misunderstood by many in our own families, many in the body of Christ, even though some of them scandalize our name and our position in Christ, we still have to show them love and forgive them all. And that goes for every Christian, not just me. That goes for you, listeners. You man of God, you woman of God, you young man, you young woman, you older man, you seasoned saints, that goes for you too. We are not exempt. We have to show love, the love of Jesus Christ, toward all men at all times. So that's why we have to have the love of God in our hearts. That's why it has to be rooted and grounded in our hearts, because our flesh do not want to forgive. The flesh do not want to show the real love of Jesus Christ. So this is another reason, and one of the other reasons why I'm so grateful and I'm so glad that God is not like man. As Christians today, we must strive. Again, it's not easy, but with Jesus' help, we must strive to be more like Jesus in these areas of our lives. Again, every day. Not sometimes, not when we feel like it, but every day, because people are watching us. And believe it or not, it is a process. It is a process in order to love those that you know that do not love you, those that are mistreating you or taking you lightly or for granted. It is a process, and it takes the love of God to be rooted and grounded in your heart in order for you and to love and forgive those, even in your families, even those that are in the body of Christ. It takes a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of soul searching within yourself. And that includes me within myself. Constantly, we must constantly be seeking God's help to be more like him and his son, Jesus Christ, in order to be able to fulfill this great command from God. And in his word, we must truly love and forgive. We cannot do this on our own. We cannot do it out of our flesh. It will take the power of God to accomplish these areas in our lives. So in our flesh, we cannot do it, no matter how we might try. Maybe no matter how you might want to. I know there's a lot of times that I wanted to say, I'm not going to forgive that person. I'm not going to love them because what they did to me, it hurt so bad. And yes, but you can do it. I had to do it. I'm still doing it even to this day. And right here, I said I'm being transparent. I'm being transparent, and yes, I'm going to be even more transparent. You do not know me, and I know that a lot of you I do not know. But for some that may be listening, know my history of background, my growing up. I was born the first born child of my mother, Patricia Ann King Brown, and my father, James Frank Brown Sr., along with eight other siblings, and by my father walking out on my mother They was married, legally married, yes. They had 9 children. And for some reason, he walked out on us and my mother while we was young. I was about maybe 4 or 5 years old. But for some reason, he turned around and, knowing that he was married to my mother and had children by her, got with another woman who also was married at the time and had children by her husband. Yes. And then now he turns around, my father, James Frank Brown Sr., and I'm going somewhere with this. I need you all to pay close attention to this. When he would get angry or mad with his family that he walked away from us to be with, when he got with that family and he would get mad or upset with them, he would come to our house where my mother and I and my siblings live. Again, I'm 3 or 4 years old. Me living in a house with my mother, and at that time I was the only boy, have 3 sisters older than myself. And every time he would come into the house, out of anger, he would come over to visit. Out of anger, I know that's what it was. And he would come into the house, and he would see me doing things in the house as I'm supposed to do, doing what my mother told me to do, because I'm living in a house with my mother. She's taking care of me. And I, being a child, I have to do what my mother says. So he comes in, not knowing the whole situation, and he sees what he sees in the flesh. And the first thing comes out of his mouth, remember, I'm only 3 or 4 years old, and the things that come out of his mouth, you ain't nothing. He's talking to me as his three-year-old oldest son. I can't use some of the words that he said. I cannot say them over the air, but you can have an idea. But he would say some things that hurted me even to this day, and I am 60 years old now. But some of those things that he would say to me as a three-year-old child coming from knowing he was my father, these are some of the words that he would say to me. You ain't nothing. You will never be nothing. And he would go on and on and on and on and on. And he kept this up for years. So when my three other brothers came along, he kind of ceased from that a little bit, but he would still come over every now and then, still angry at his second wife and her kids for whatever reason. He'd come over to our house, and he would still take it out on me. I would be the first one he'd get. And at the time, I was young, about 6, 7 years old at the time. Years had passed, and at that time I had long hair. And he would come over to the house, and he would get a steel wire comb, and he would just grab me and stick my head between his legs and just start combing my hair from the top, from the front to the back, still telling me, you ain't nothing, you ain't going to never be nothing. I come over here, and your mama ain't got you washing dishes, got you in here cooking, you cleaning, you doing this and you doing that, but yet he failed to realize, you are my father. You are supposed to be here showing me and my brothers how to be young men and the things that a father are supposed to do toward their young men and their young boys. But he failed to do that. So out of his anger, he would come and take it out on us. But now here we are at a situation. He still has this other wife that he's married to now. After he's divorced my mother legally, he married another woman that had a husband that had children already. And she knew that he was married. She knew that she was married and had children by her husband. But she chose to still be with my father, and he still chose to be with her. That was their choice. Now, years later, he's still married to her legally on paper, but now he's with another woman. He's been with her for 28 years. Now the woman that he's married to legally on paper, now she's mad and upset and jealous of the other woman, the third woman that my father's with now to this present day. So people feel that they can do whatever they want to do, not remembering or knowing that whatever you do in life is going to come back up again. So now she has this rage and jealousy and envy and hate toward this other woman, this third woman in my father's life that he's been with for the last 28 years, thinking that he was going to come back to her. So now she is hating on this other woman. But you was wrong, and he was wrong in the first place. Both of you were wrong. So now here we are at the heart of this story. Now my father, as I mentioned in my prayer, he is suffering with stage 4 cancer. And as I said in the last show in my prayer, his throat has swelled up last week, and they had to do emergency radiation on him. And now the cancer has spread all over his body. He can no longer walk. He has feeling in his legs, but he can no longer walk. So at the hospital on day before yesterday, my twin and I and my younger sister and her husband, we were in the room with him, and he was talking about his condition of his leg. He said, well, these legs have taken me a whole lot of places in my life. When I was in Korea over in Japan in the Army, in my younger years, and my legs and feet have taken me to a lot of places. But he said, now I must admit they have taken me to a lot of places that I knew that I should not have been in. And now, can't you see that he's not the only one? I can say that too, and I'm sure that you as listeners, you can say the same thing. Our legs and feet have taken us to a lot of places where we should have been, but at the same time, I'm sure a lot of us, I can confess on tonight, yes, my legs and feet have taken me to a lot of places that I regret to this very day. And we have consequences that we have to pay for those mistakes and for allowing our legs and our feet to take us to places where we know that we should not have been in the first place. So going back to God's word, showing love and compassion, I thank God for my mother. God bless her soul and her spirit and her memory. She was a virtuous woman of God. You don't find too many like her today. I thank God for her because she taught us, even as young children, she knew that our Father walked out on her and us as young children. But she always instilled in us that still your Father. He is still your Father. You still have to respect him. And no matter what he did, he has to give an account to God for what he did. So recently, remember now, he has three families. With my mother, when they was legally married, and then he divorced her, and then with the other woman that he's with now, but he's been still with her, but they only married on paper, but he's now with another woman he's been with for 28 years. So now he has called for the family to come over to the house, and he wants to see all of his children together. So we get to the house, and he's in the recliner crying his eyes out. He's just boo-hooing and crying. And all of a sudden, we go in the room, why are you crying? Well, I never dreamed that I would see all my children, in other words, from all these different women, come together and showing him love. And we are not arguing, we are not fighting, we are getting along. And that's what love is all about. So I can almost imagine in his mind what is really going on here. Here I am, misuse these many children when they were small. Now they're grown and have children of their own, and some are married. Now they are showing me love and forgiveness. So that's what it's really all about. So now when we go and visit with him, we can't stay around him long enough. He wants us to continue to stay around him. And before we leave out of the room, even before we left the hospital, night before last, aren't you all forgetting something? Are you going to pray with me? So that's what it's all about. That's my point. No matter what someone has done, it could be a family member, it could be someone in your church, and there's nothing that hurts worse than church hurt, and there's nothing that hurts worse than knowing that you've done all you can for someone in your family, and they turn around and misuse you and misuse your God position because they know that you love the Lord and you're trying to be Christ-like, so they try to take advantage of you because of that. So even though they do that, you still have to show them love, and you still have to forgive them, even though they may never forgive you when you've done wrong to them. But you still, as Christ-like, being Christ-like, you and I, we still must show love and forgiveness toward all people. So that's why I want to take time out being transparent regarding my own life. And again, I'm sure that a lot of listeners may not be able to say the same thing exactly what I've experienced and been through, and some of the things that I'm still currently going through now. I have a situation now that I have even members of my own family that I have blessed and let them come into my home, and they stayed here for weeks, even months at a time. And then some of them, as soon as I asked them to contribute toward the rent, next thing I know, they pack up their bags and they walk out and they leave. And some of them don't even say thank you. But as soon as they get in trouble again, they come knocking on my door again, calling me on the phone. Uncle James, I need this. Or can I come over? And next thing you know, one day it ends up being 2 or 3 weeks or a couple of months. And then they walk out and leave again. But still, I still have to forgive them and show them love. No matter how they have mistreated me as a man of God trying to be Christ-like, and for you listeners, even though you are a woman or a man of God, you're trying to be Christ-like, you cannot let your feelings or your flesh get in the way. You have to stand on God's word. And that's what it takes. It takes the power of God to help us to accomplish and get over these errors in our lives when we know that we have been mistreated by others. So we have to truly show the love of God according to his word toward those that have become a liability to the kingdom of God. And you and I, we do not want to be a liability. We do not want to become a liability to God or his kingdom because we fail to show love and forgiveness toward others according to his word. Again, I'm going to say this again. We do not, I do not, and I preferably hope that you do not, as a Christian, you do not want to become a liability to God or his kingdom because we failed to love and forgive others according to God's word. Again, we must remember you and you alone. We have the key. That goes for me too. We have the key to being happy, and it is knowing you have the power to choose what to accept and what to let go of. Again, I ask, whose report do you believe? God's or your flesh or man's report? As Christians, we must remember Satan uses people to stir up hate, jealousy, envy, and anything that is the opposite of what God is and what God loves. And God is love. God loves his children. God loves you. He loves me. So, again, the enemy, he knows what God loves. He knows what God loves. And that's why he tried to destroy and break up what God loves. So we know that the enemy, he is still using people to do his dirty work to try to weaken a Christian's faith, hope, and trust in God and his word and promises. However, thank God, Satan has limited power. I must say that it's not easy, but with God's help, as a Christian, we must forgive and love others, even when we know we are right and have been misused or misunderstood and hated by others. That's what Jesus is talking about, and that's what he did in Philippians 4:13. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can show love and we can forgive others just like Jesus did. This is why as Christians, we must constantly seek God and his help to make us more like him, help make us more like Jesus in order to be able to truly love and forgive others as he did. And he still does toward each one of us daily. As Christians, we must love what God loves, and we must hate what God hates. It is a sin to God when we fail to love and forgive others. Again, it is a sin to God when we fail, and sometimes we do it on purpose, we fail to love and forgive others. We'd rather hold on to hate, we'd rather hold on to a grudge. And some people have gone to their grave, never forgiven people, and not showing love, the love of God. And that's a sad report. So as Christians again, as Christians today, we must always forgive others, no matter what they have done, in spite of themselves. So as Christians, we must ask God to forgive us so that we can forgive others. The prayer of Jesus was, forgive them. So in other words, forgive my debtors those that have mistreated me or misused me in any way, whatever the case may be, we have to forgive them. So again, Jesus Christ is our perfect example. Can you see in your spiritual mind? Can you see in your mind's eye? Can't you see Jesus on the cross? I can see him now uttering those powerful words to God the Father in heaven. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. So it all goes back to our main scripture for the night, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. Again, John 3:16. That is the main scripture for tonight. For God so loved the world. And aren't you glad that he included you and I? That God so loved you and I. Wow, that's powerful. So as we get ready to close out tonight's message on tonight, talking about love and forgiveness, we must remember that behavior does not determine forgiveness. Love does. Remember, Christians, again, behavior does not determine forgiveness. Love does. The love of Christ. That's what determines when we truly love and forgive others, just like Jesus did. So I pray on tonight that you have received this word on tonight and that it has been beneficial to someone on tonight. And as I shared some of my experiences in life as a child, growing up, being hated on, even as a child, and even to this very day, even by some of my family members, and even some of those in the body of Christ, I thank God that he knows who they are and he knows where they are. But you know what I do? I have to forgive them, even though I see them on the constant, I see them constantly all the time. I have to still do what Jesus Christ did. Forgive them and do not allow that to stop me by me not showing love and forgiveness for others. That stops me and you from fulfilling our God purposes in life for God's glory. When we do not show love, the love of Jesus Christ, and we do not forgive each other just like Jesus did, that hinders our God purpose. We cannot move forward in our God purpose when we hold on to the things of the world and our flesh by not loving others and forgiving others just like Jesus did. So that's the message on tonight. We must love and forgive. We got to do both. Yes. And again, it takes the power of God to do this. We cannot do it of ourselves through our flesh, because our flesh really do not want to do it. But according to God's word, and again, I ask you, whose report are you believing on tonight? Are you going to believe what Webster's dictionary says about love and forgiveness? Or are you going to believe what the word of God says about love and forgiveness? I pray that you, the latter part, which is love and forgiveness according to God's word. Again, I pray that you have been blessed by this word on tonight. I pray that it has been a blessing to someone. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you have been through in your life, no matter how hurt you have been by others that say they love Jesus Christ, do not cut off your blessing. Do not allow you not forgiving and loving others to stop you or hinder your God purpose from being fulfilled in your life, that God would be glorified through you because you failed to show love and forgiveness toward others. So, again, I pray that you have received this message on tonight, and I pray that it has been a beneficial and been a blessing and a help to others. Believe it or not, it took this word on tonight to kind of open my eyes even more in a deeper spiritual realm toward what I'm dealing with and going through with my family members and even some that are in the body of Christ. So that's why I thank God for Jesus Christ. He's our perfect example, our perfect role model of what love and forgiveness look like. So remember, body of Christ, on tonight, if you want to be pleasing to God, you must do what his word says, and that is love and to forgive others, just like Jesus Christ loved you and me and forgive us daily. So that's the word for tonight, and I pray that you have been blessed by it. It's been an honor and a privilege to be able to bring forth God's word on tonight. And I pray that you will continue to walk in the love and the favor of God as you continue to show love and forgiveness toward others, as you continue to fulfill your own individual God purpose in the earth for his glory, is my prayer in Jesus' name. So as we're ready to close out tonight, we are going to close out in prayer. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, it's in the name of Jesus. We come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your love and your forgiveness toward all people. And Father, because you have no respecter of persons, your love conquers and it covers a multitude of sins. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You love us with agape love, a love that would never end, a love that would never die. So we just thank you for that love. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, your son, being our perfect example and showing us what love and forgiveness look like and how we are to love and to forgive one another. So on tonight, Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that something has been said through your word and has been received in love, Heavenly Father, that those that are having a hard time with showing love and forgiveness will now be able to do it according to your word, that you will be glorified in Jesus' name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to move by your spirit in every life and in every listener, that you will grant them the desires of their heart. Heavenly Father, I'll continue to pray and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver as long as you can. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. Continue to move by your spirit. Continue to send vessels into the areas, into the facilities for those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, jail cells, even youth detention centers, even the homeless shelters all over the land. Continue to send vessels into those areas that your word will go forth with power. And if the people hear your word and receive your word, we will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. Because God, you are love, and you are the greatest love of all. And you have shown us your great love through your son, Jesus Christ, who loved you so much. And also he loved mankind so much that he died for us. He gave his life for us through his own blood, through his shed blood on the cross, that we can be redeemed back to you because of his love for us and through his shed blood on the cross, that those who call on the name of Jesus Christ and believe in their hearts that he's your son and receive him as your personal Lord and Savior and be saved in his name. So we thank you for that gift, the gift of your son, Jesus Christ, and his great love for you and mankind. On tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, again, I pray that you have received the word on tonight. I pray that it has been a blessing to you and that you would not only hear this word, but you would share this word with others that are having a hard time with showing love and forgiveness, just like Jesus did. So you can share this word with others on tonight and share the scriptures that was given, turning to this message on tonight, and share it with others that they can be enlightened, that their faith can be increased, and they know that they will come to know that with the love of Jesus Christ and with the help of Jesus Christ, they too can love and forgive others just like Jesus did. That's the show and that's the program for tonight. Again, I pray that you were blessed by it. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And we just going to say good night for tonight. Until this coming Saturday, I pray that you tune in and be blessed by the word by Pastor Norman King. He's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll be bringing the word this coming Saturday. Tune in to be blessed by the word. Until the next time, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray.